Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. It's your girl, TT from the D. I want to wish you a happy Tuesday this morning. I hope that everything is going according to your plan. Whatever you laid out, I hope that it manifests, especially if you've been putting some work into it or planning it. I'm not going to hold you long on this beautiful Tuesday. We're supposed to have some good weather here in the D. Now, yesterday was beautiful. Then we had a little bit of rain. And I knew that that rain was coming because Arthur was acting all the way up. And y'all know who Arthur is. Today's hot topic is going to be kind of interesting. And you may be saying to yourself, TT, what do you mean kind of interesting? Like, we're not logging on to listen to something that's not interesting. This is true. But it's something that really is not going to be a fly-by quickly segment. It's going to go by quickly, but it is going to allow you and leave you thinking and wondering. And you could pose the question to yourself, but you can also look at your circle of people. And today's hot topic is, what kind of friend are you? What does being a good friend mean to you? Because we all have friends. We have people that we can say, oh, we go way back. Like, we've been together and friends since kindergarten. Or you could have, like, you know, friends that's been together since grade school, middle school, high school. And then you got that circle of people. No new friends. Like, it's like, okay. If you could take yourself back to think about you and your friend that you're running around saying, no new friends. At one point, y'all had to be new friends. You were a new friend. I don't know if you forgot, because there's stages to being a friend. You have to be a new friend, then you can be an old friend, right? A current friend, a weather friend. We all want to have good friends, and we should all want to be a good friend to our friends. But a lot of times, sometimes you got people that want to be friends because they see the benefits. If I rock with him and I know he on his way or he doing good or she doing good, then I'm good. And it's kind of like, you really need to look at it and say, let me identify my type of friends. And it could be hard. Think about this. And I'm just going to share a couple type of friends. And think to yourself, what kind of friend are you? And then think about your circle or your square and see what kind of friends you have. Do you have the supportive friend that encourages you and motivates you, shows up for you when even your own family won't show up for you, or might be even your own spouse or your own child or children, relatives, that one friend or that group of friends that no matter what time of day, you can call them, you can text them, and even if they can't answer, because maybe they have that type of job, they can't answer right away, but you could call them. And you know, at some point, I don't care what time of the day it is or what time of the night it is, once they get that free moment, they're going to call you back. And they're going to say they're sorry that they missed the call. Are you okay? What's going on? Right? Then you know you got those friends that say they support you. Yet, how? Every time you do need them or you think you want to lean on them, They're clear to make sure you know they're not available. Yet, they say, you can always call me if you need me. How? Because when I call you, ain't never available. So how? Right? If you're the supportive sidekick, then your squad celebrates you. They love the fact that you're going to show up for them. And they know they can count on you. I can honestly say I am a supportive friend to my friends. When they need me, I show up. I'm always encouraging my friends and supporting them. I can't recall a time that I have not for someone that I consider a friend. And if I call you my sister, I'm really going to show up. Right? Because we want to give what we really want to receive. We want to find comfort in our friendships like we find comfort in comfort food. When we sit on the couch and we indulge in a carton of ice cream or a glass of wine or a bottle, depending on the situation and circumstance, right? Or a beer or a six pack, depending on the type of situation we're dealing with, right? Or you might just want to sit back and just say, you know what? I'm just going to have a moment where I'm going to really meditate and think to myself. Because you don't want to be a burden to others. Because you're the supportive friend, right? But we need love and kindness and guidance and all those things too. There's nothing like knowing you have a cheerleading squad that's got your back when the world seems to go against you. And I know some of y'all have a perfect life and you have no idea what I'm talking about nor what I'm referencing. I know. But for those of you that can relate and understand, you know if you're that supportive friend, but you also know who is your supportive friend or friends. They are the ones that root you along that runway when you're taking flight. They run the distance with you from the sideline while you're on the track, going the distance. They're screaming your name from the stands, from the cars they ride by. They got you. Then you have the adventurous friend. Hey, the spontaneous one that's rolled up in there. Call you. Hey, what you doing tomorrow? Oh, nothing. You want to hop on the train to go to so-and-so? You're like, what? Yeah, I was just thinking we should just do X, Y, Z. You looking like, oh my God. Like, I kind of am like that, but I can't just do it because I'm married. I have children and I have a life. Not saying that people that do it don't. My priorities are different. I'm almost 50, but I am spontaneous and I am adventurous. But then, you know, you could be a little bit of that and a little bit of this. But then you look back and you say, are you adventurous? Are you apprehensive? Are you a daredevil? And now daredevils, we got to be careful of them because they can kind of sometimes risk it all. And they don't be thinking ahead of the game. And you could end up losing a little bit. A little bit. Not a lot, but a little bit. Right? Do you have time for those surprise karaoke outings? You know, let's just say you're going through something and it's kind of like, and it ain't got to be nothing bad, but you've just been stressed out lately. Your friend noticed or you've talked about it and they're conscious of it. And then they just say, hey, I made you a spa appointment. All you got to do is show up because you already told them what, you know, you already found out their day off and all that. So they didn't put the plan together because they thought about you. A simple pedicure, sitting down, throwing your feet in some water, letting somebody just let you relax, taking care of you for a moment. That's an adventurous friend too, because they create those unforgettable moments for you and with you if you allow them to. Then again, think about this. Are you the loyal lieutenant? Right? You embody that. You there through thick and thin, through the dirt, through the rain, through the sleet, through the snow. Do you have loyal lieutenants in your circle that will go to the extreme if and when necessary because they love you and they know that there is no boundaries that they wouldn't cross to make sure that you're A-okay? And do you have people that you look at that you are their lieutenant? So when we create these friendships, there's friends that's going to serve different purposes along our life journey. That's period. Friendship isn't just about having someone to grab a cup of coffee with or go out and have a glass of wine with. It's about building bonds, unbreakable, unshakable bonds, because they have to stand the test of time. And we can get burnt out in everyday life, but with friends, it's like, look, let me get you together because I'm not sure what's happening with you, but you're not being yourself and that's not what's up. If you don't want to talk about it or however, you know how we have to talk sometimes, right? And we got to get to them and then it's like, who checking? Nobody checking you, boo. I'm checking on you. I'm not checking you. I'm checking on you because you know you ain't being yourself. And if you want to stay in here, because I know you like you know yourself and I might know you better than you. You know those type of friends and they're like, oh my God, here she go or here he go, right? We need those friends. They are our strongest allies. In some of the lowest points of life and some of the highest points of life, they are there through the thick and the thin, the good and the bad, the ups and the downs. They also allow you, hopefully, to have a no judgment zone, to just be you, because you're going to be you anyway. You can't help but you be you. And I'll tell you what, when you're trying to be somebody you're not, it's easy for people to see because that's not who you are. Now, you might have that crisis management friend when shit going zero to negative zero. You like, yeah, let me call so-and-so because this is about to be a shit show. And they going to get you together however that looks for y'all with that friendship dynamic. But we all need that rock. We all need that haven, that safe space, that safe conversation, that ventilation system that does not put back out heat nor air. It just takes it in. Because sometimes, really, in reality, that's all we really need. That's all we really want. It's not as difficult as we sometimes make it be. But there are different types of friendships. And I don't think there's any right or wrong type of friendships except the ones that don't give and take. So when you're always giving, 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 and you're not never receiving, 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 you're not in a position to take. So you become depleted and defeated. Then you become a bitter friend. A friend that got the eye. You know how you be looking at somebody and one side of your eye kind of get that little, like, one up, one down. Because you looking like, this looks suspect. Right? Because it is. I think having a friend is a beautiful gift. It's like having a sibling that's not your sibling. And if you could look at somebody and call them your sister or your brother, it's not just a term of endearment, yet we do use it as a term of endearment many times. To have a friend as an adult, as a child, is priceless because they will go along this thing called life, along the journey with you until the end of time if you have a friend. But there's also friends that you got to know their season. You got to know when to let them go, when to hold them. We try to hold on to people that aren't really our friend in the first place, but yet they've showed you they really not. And, you know, or you showed them, heck, this ain't just for you. You might have been that person that you know you ain't no good friend. And they holding on to you with your crazy self because they love you. And they probably see some good in you. Because a lot of times that's what happens. You see the potential. You see the good. And you're like, I'm not going to give up on them. Even when they give up on themselves, you're like, nope, I'm not going to throw the towel in. I'm going to fight for this friendship. But if you're fighting a losing battle, if you're fighting by yourself, what are you fighting for? It's like being in a relationship. Why you want to be in a relationship with somebody who really don't want to be in a relationship with you? So now you're just fighting. And you're fighting for what? So at the end of the day, and when this episode ends, I really want you to take a moment. As a matter of fact, if you can, go into the bathroom, whether you're at home or you're at work or you're in school, and look into the mirror as I'm doing right now and ask yourself, what kind of friend are you? There was a time I had to check myself because I said, I don't want to be the friend that a friend can call when they know they're about to do bad because they know I've done bad. And they want me to say, oh, go right ahead. Yeah, like, yeah. See, as we get older, we start to realize, like, wait a minute. Especially when we realize we ain't messed up. We don't want our friends to do the same stupid mess we've done. So we got to kind of be like, you know what? I feel you and I hear you. And I ain't no judge and I ain't going to judge you. But I'm not going to encourage you to do what you know is not right. Because at the end of the day, don't we want our friends to win? And if we messed up something and we didn't do well with it, now, yeah, there's a good chance that friend could do better than you. Yes, absolutely. However, do you want them to go down the same road as you so you can wallow together or go through something that's not good together because you've already done it? Or would you rather say, you know what, because I love you, I'm going to tell you that you shouldn't do that. And then they might hit you with the, well, you did it. Yeah, and look at me. Not saying that this is going to be your story, but I don't want it to be your story. So you got to really, when you're looking in that mirror and you're asking yourself that, what kind of friend are you? Allow you to really hear yourself tell yourself what kind of friend you are. Because you know exactly what kind of friend you are. Are you a selfish friend? Because let me see. Oh, yeah. You know you might be selfish, but you know, like, you know, and people make that, oh, you know, that's just how she is, or that's just how he is. Well, that's a no, and that's immature. Like, let's say that shit when we're in school. But when you're talking about being an adult, oh, well, you know, that's just how, oh, he messy, well, she messy, well, you know, that's just how they are. They've always been messy. Why are you still rocking with them? Like, okay, you could love them from a distance because, like, you know, hey, you're immature, but I still love you. I got you, but I just can't fuck with you like that. Be honest about that. And I had to cut off some people. And it didn't hurt in certain situations because I was like, yeah, I don't know why I stayed a friend anyway. Because it was like, what are we doing? But in those circles where friends I had to cut off did hurt, it was like, it wasn't even a bad cutoff. Like, you know how you were driving and you put on your blinker and you're getting over because they know you're coming over versus you just get over and they like, bump, bump, you know what I mean? I didn't have to do the bump, bump, like, what's going on? It was like a gradual, somebody ran out of gas and yeah, somebody came to a complete stop and somebody kept going. And they were confident, and I'm metaphorically speaking. Of course, y'all know I love my metaphors. But they kept going. And it's okay. Because if we're being honest, and I invite you to be honest, because why are you going to lie to yourself? And why lie to anybody? You grown as hell. You either like it or you don't. You either want it or you don't. And when you look at friendships, if you're not benefiting by giving and receiving, then it's not a real friendship. I hate to tell you that. And I know some of y'all are going to be rolling your eyes and be like, sucking your teeth. And hey, friend, if you want to keep going through that, you go right ahead. But I'm here to remind you that friendships, just like any relationship, is a give and take. Period. So the next time, if you didn't take my advice, if you weren't able to look in the mirror, if you like, TT, I ain't about to look in no damn mirror. Okay. Well, at some point, I hope you be in a bathroom, getting ready to take a shower or something else. And I hope that you just happen to catch yourself. And I hope that this comes to your mind and you really ask yourself that question. Some of you will be surprised on what kind of friend you hear yourself say you are, because you might have a moment of be for real with yourself, because you know if you a good friend or you not. Ain't nobody got to tell you that shit. You know. So let's keep it real. Anyway, I hope that you were motivated by some of this that I said this morning, or all of it. But some of it. It can't be all going like, what? Like, what? Unless you in denial. And I can't help anything you got to deal with that. Because you, again, know who you see when you look in the mirror every single day. Those beautiful eyes. that beautiful face that you see, no matter what society says is beautiful, you are. Let me just remind you, whoever you are, because I feel right now at this moment, somebody might look in the mirror and tell themselves, I'm not beautiful, but you are. They say beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but what if the beholder has never had the opportunity to see themselves as being beautiful? So maybe it's not in the eye of the beholder. Sometimes it is in the eyes of others, but not so much on what they see when they look at you with their naked eye, but what they see when they look at you with their spirit. That's what I want you to think about. Well, that's all I got for you. I hope that you have a wonderful day. And I want to remind you, it's Tuesday and it's Tap In Tuesday. So tonight at 8 o'clock, you can catch me and my amazing guest, Demetrius Neighbors, one of the hottest musicians from the D. He's traveled the world, performed with some of the greatest people. He's just amazing. He's getting ready to have a concert this weekend. I'm super excited because we got our tickets in advance. So they're, you know, hey, and we getting there early because it's first come, first serve. I want front seat boo boo kitties. Okay. My husband and I are going to be up in that joint like, hey, having a time, a vibe, and enjoying ourselves. So tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, if you want to check out the show, TT from the D Podcast, go right to my YouTube page, or you could go to my TT from the D Podcast Facebook Live. I'll be streaming through StreamYard. You know the rule. You know the way to do it. You got to go to www.streamyard.com/Facebook. Log into your Facebook account if you want to do your questions and your, you know, you're engaging with myself and Demetrius tonight. But it's going to be a funky show. I love this guy. He is super dope. I've had the pleasure and the honor of working with him as I've been stage managing for Crystal P. Shout out to Crystal P. She is always calling upon her one and only MD, and that's Demetrius Neighbors. And tonight it's going to be a show. And I'm super excited about it. You probably saw some promo on it last night. And you're definitely going to see some promo drop this afternoon, a little after 5 o'clock. But that's really all I got for you right now. It's your girl TT from the D, and I'll see you soon.